You know these men, Ed McCauley, Pete Fleming, Jim Elliott, Roger Udarian, Nate Saint. It was 50 years ago, 51 years ago now, last January, but it was in January of 1956 that these five men died on that beach in Ecuador. And you know, we know their stories, and if you've read Shadow of the Almighty and the other things related to Jim Elliott and the stories of Nate Saint, and some of you are familiar with the end of the spear and, you know, all of this, and Steve Saint, and you know, if you know this story, you know that probably no story in modern history, no event in modern history has resulted, has been used by the Holy Spirit of God to send more people out than this great event of not only these men, but their wives and all that was involved, and some of them going back out there to work with those warriors. Where a year ago, January, on the 50th anniversary, or within a few weeks of the 50th anniversary of those killings, it was our privilege, it was my privilege to interview Steve Saint and Minkaye, one of the warriors of the Warani tribe that used to be called the Aucas, who killed Nate Saint and one or two of the other missionaries who was involved in that killing, and came to faith in Christ. Minkaye did. They were coming to our church, and they've been all over the place, and many of you have heard them speak. And since they were coming to our church so close to the 50th anniversary of the death of those missionaries, I called a friend in the Seattle area, Steve McCauley, who's the son of Ed McCauley, one of those missionaries. I said, "Hey, Steve Saint Minkaye, they're going to be coming to our church. I'm going to interview them. Hey, you want to come to our church and maybe bring a greeting too? Kind of the more the merrier." And then I got a call from the Elliott family. Jim Elliott grew up in Portland, Oregon. And they said, "How about you all come over to our house after church? Come over to the house that Jim grew up with in Portland." And I said, "Yeah, I'd be open to that." And so we all went after the service, and here we were, and here we are in this room. And so here, the older gentleman that you see is the Elliott you don't know. It's Bert Elliott. It's Jim Elliott's older brother. Now, I want to tell you in this final illustration something about Bert. Bert was a student at Multnomah Bible College, then called Multnomah School of the Bible. In 1949, he and Colleen, as a young married couple, were invited by a visiting missionary to come to Peru and become missionaries. Well, they said yes, and they left in 1949, and other than an occasional furlough since then, they have been serving the Lord all those years in Peru. And as I was talking with Bert, getting to know him and just delighting it, he was smiling. He had such joy, and so did Colleen. And I was saying, "How long are you here for on furlough?" He says, "You know, we've got another month, but it was like 3 months. I just can't wait to get back." He was 81 years old. They're still there. Bert's going to be 83 this November. But what I want to tell you about is that I looked up Bert. I Googled Bert Elliott in Peru, and I found every reference that is to be found. And it's less than 70. Now, if you appear less than 70 times on Google, I mean, there's a lot of people whose pets appear many more than 70 times from references in their blogs and all that. You are not a well-known person. And in one of these articles, I was trying to find out more information. One of these articles, it said that over the years, Bert and Colleen have planted 158 churches. It's probably more than that. But Bert said to me something that day that I will never forget. He said, "My brother Jim and I took different paths. We both served Christ, but through different paths." He looked at me, and his eyes teared up as he said these words. I wrote them down immediately to make sure I would get it right. He said, "My brother Jim was a great meteor streaking through the sky." By then he was crying, and so was I, and he didn't have to say the rest. I'll fill it in for you. And I don't think he would have said it. Bert was not the great meteor streaking through the sky. Bert was the faint star, the fifth magnitude star that rises night after night after night after night. I did a little math, computed about 21,000 days and nights in Peru, who brings glory to God in ways that the world hardly notices. And I think the angels of God probably are not watching entertainment tonight, but I think that they're probably watching Bert and calling Elliot. Daniel 12:4 says, "Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." This is a long obedience in the same direction. Find the role models. They don't have to be missionaries, but they are representatives of Christ if they work at the tire shop, if they've spent their life as homemakers and caring for husband and children and grandchildren, prayer warriors, people faithful to Jesus. Find those people and get to know them and follow their example and live a life of endurance. The closing question, at the end of this life, what will you wish you'd done more of? What will you wish you'd done less of? And then why not ask God to empower you to spend the rest of your life closing the gap between what you'll wish you would have done and what you are now doing today in the little choices of life that will make us the people we one day shall be.